KBND Morning News Time, 6:47. Let's check sports. We start with the Major League Playoffs. Nelson Cruz hit his second 11th inning home run of the ALCS, this time a three-run shot in Game 4 as the Rangers rolled to a 7-3 win over the Tigers. Texas manager Ron Washington says Cruz turned in quite a performance.
Well, I tell you, today we certainly needed what he gave us, and I'm just happy that we as the Texas Rangers is reaping the benefit of it. He's a complete player, and he takes pride in every part of the game. Tonight, you know, it was thank you, Nelson Cruz.
Cruz had the first ever postseason walk-off grand slam to give the Rangers the win in Game 2. Mike Napoli sparked the four-run 11th inning with an RBI double for Texas. They take a commanding 3-1 lead in the best-of-seven set. Tigers look to avoid elimination in this afternoon's Game 5 from Comerica Park. In the National League, St. Louis scored 4 in the first en route to a 4-3 win over Milwaukee. It was Game 3 of that NLCS. Albert Pujols had an RBI double in the first for the Cardinals. They've won 2 straight to take a 2-1 lead in the best-of-seven series. Game 4 in St. Louis is tonight. The Oregon Club of Central Oregon holds their monthly luncheon meeting today at noon at Pappy's Pizza. Head football coach Chip Kelly and others will take part in that meeting via teleconference. Now, the luncheon is open to Oregon Club members only, but memberships are available at the door. Bend is the number two 5A team in the state football rankings, according to the latest OSAA power rankings. Now, those rankings are used to seed postseason play. Sherwood is number one, followed by the Lava Bears. Marist, Ashland, and Lebanon fill out the top five. The second five are Corvallis, West Albany, Mountain View, Silverton, and Willamette. Our high school game of the week this week features Bend on the road at Lincoln High School. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. And with some regular season games already canceled, the NBA is working to get together for more labor talks. Union Chief Billy Hunter says representatives for the league and the players will meet with a federal mediator on Monday. The NBA has been in lockout since July 1st. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.